Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the Quaker Hudson high, boys. Show them how we stand. Never shall a team be champion, known throughout the land.
We've been Breakfast of Champions. Bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Hey, Red! Red! Hey, have you seen this? Have you heard the news?
Hi, Eddie, what's up?
Look here, it's in the morning paper. Chuck Elliott has been appointed official bat boy of the Townsville Red Flashes. And see, here's his picture in a Red Flash uniform.
Jeepers, what do you know? A fellow we go to school with, and he gets appointed to a real professional baseball team. Golly, I'd like to be bat boy for that bunch. It's going to be the best team in the league this year.
Well, of course, when you come right down to it, being a bat boy isn't so much.
Well, it's a start, isn't it? Think of what those good players can teach them about baseball.
Yeah, that's true enough. Chuck sure must have had plenty of drag to get a job like that. I wonder who helped him.
No, you know Chuck. He helped himself. That guy's going to be a real athlete someday. You know what a swell job he's been doing pitching for the school team this year.
Well, yeah. I'll admit he's got ability. Of course, he's a nut on baseball. Always hanging around the Red Flash ballpark to pick up tips on pitching. And say, did you ever see anybody who trains harder than he does? Why, he's been following those, what do you call them? Jack Armstrong training rules ever since I knew him. You'll never catch me training all year round like that.
Yeah, and I'll never catch you being the kind of athlete Chuck is either. It's fellas like you who won't work and train, who never get to the top in sports. Chuck is the right idea. Follow a good training system like Jack Armstrong and work and practice all you can. That's the only way to be a champion athlete.
And believe me, there's a fella who knows what he's talking about. You can't afford to loaf on the job. You can't laugh off the value of training and expect to be a good athlete. That's why I keep telling every fellow and girl to take training seriously. Pick a good training program and follow it so you'll be better prepared to do your stuff when the time comes. Jack Armstrong's training rules are easy to follow. All you do is get plenty of fresh air, sleep and exercise, use lots of soap and water, and eat a real athlete's training breakfast in the morning. Yes, I mean Wheaties. A big bowl full of those good Wheaties flakes with lots of milk and fruit. That's a breakfast of champions for you and for everybody who wants to train the way so many champions do. Why don't you make up your mind to start eating Wheaties right now? And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Jack Armstrong, Billy, Betty, and Uncle Jim are escaping from the land of the Sabacas. They're going back to Sultan Natang's country to warn Natang of an impending attack by Sultan Buloa. And with them are Whisper and the dwarf Tolita. As they enter the dark regions of the underground river, their hearts pound with excitement, for there is danger in all directions. Ahead of them lies a war vita full of Buloa's Moros, stationed in the underground river to block their escape. Behind them, in the village, Buloa is assembling his mighty fleet to invade Natang's country. And somewhere close behind them, but hidden in the darkness, is a vinta containing Shapato and the medicine man, who hope to throw them to the fiery crocodile after their capture. Right now, while Tolita steers the vinta and Betty sits on a bundle of supplies, Jack and Billy and Uncle Jim and Whisper are paddling for all their worth. Listen.
Keep your eyes peeled now, Billy. That war vein is somewhere in this underground river. We've got to see it before it sees us.
Yeah, and that isn't all. Geppetto and that medicine man aren't far behind us either. Golly, wish I had eyes in the back of my head.
Oh, well, I'll keep looking behind, Billy. I don't see a sign of Geppetto's feet yet.
You can't see much now, Betty. It's too dark. Pretty soon we'll reach the temple fire. They light up the underground river. You'll see Geppetto then.
On my word, there's the first of the temple fires ahead of us. I fear we're soon going to be observed by all concerned.
I wish I knew where that Warbina was located, Uncle Jim. It's not going to be easy playing hide-and-seek in this place.
If our information's correct, Jack, that Warbina's on the other side of the temple fire. The Moros are keeping themselves hidden in the darkness. They'll wait for us to come along.
But jumping Jupiter, they'll certainly see it before we see them. Why, those fires spread their light all over this huge cave.
Oh, but we're going to put those fires out, aren't we, Uncle Jim? We're going to put them out before we go on.
We're certainly going to try to, Betty. It's our only chance of escaping. Tolita, you're a little closer to shore. Head directly for that first temple fire.
Oh, how peaceful and quiet this underground haven seems. And how soon the tranquility will be blasted by Moro's shrieks as they play hide-and-seek with us.
They're going to have to paddle when the game begins, Whitford. We'll have to elude the war beater and Shapiro's beater. That's not going to be easy to do, even in the dark.
You're right, Jack. We're going to need all the speed we've got. I think we'd better lighten our beater. Betty, you'd better begin throwing our equipment overboard.
Oh, Uncle Jim, you mean our tents and our cooking equipment?
Everything except enough food to get us back to Nantine's country. We sleep without tents, and we'll cook over a campfire.
Oh, I hate to do it, Uncle Jim, but it will make us go faster. Here goes the first tent overboard.
I say, perhaps the medicine man will take time out to salvage the tents as they float by. They're like the ancient goddess who lost a race because she stopped to pick up golden apples.
And I'd like to drop a loaded mine overboard for Shapiro to pick up.
My word, Billy, such an unforgiving nature.
I don't care. Shapiro's doing his best to get a sacrifice to the fiery crocodile. I'm about it. I'd like to feed the fiery crocodile a depth bomb.
Not the fiery crocodile's fault, Billy. He's just a poor, hungry crocodile waiting for his dinner. Hurry up with the supplies, Betty.
Here goes the other tent overboard, Jack.
Now get rid of the heavy cooking equipment, Betty. But save one bucket.
All right, Uncle Jim.
We'll need that soon to put out those temple fires.
Overboard they go.
Hey, Gina's riding lighter already. By the time we get the canned food overboard, we'll be able to really step up.
Yeah. We're going to need to step out, Jack.
I can see Chappelle's Vita behind us now.
Well, let's have a faster stroke now. You've got to extinguish those temple fires before Chappelle gets here.
Come on, Billy. Lean into that paddle. We haven't got much further to go.
You don't have to reach me, Jack.
We've got four feet full of morals waiting for us.
I can't see what their morals is by this time, Billy. I dare say they're crossing their bolos this very moment.
I don't think they'll move out of the darkness yet, however. They'll wait until we paddle into their trap.
Oh, look, Jack. I can see the temple now. I wonder if there are any natives there to stop us from putting out the fire.
There's a couple of men near the temple, Betty. But if they try to stop us, we can handle them.
They may turn the fiery crocodile loose on us.
My word. Fancy the fiery crocodile roaming around in the dark. But I doubt if the natives would release the creature. The fiery crocodile might show a deplorable lack of discrimination.
Probably just to take a bite out of one of the natives. Say, Shapiro and the medicine man see us now. They're paddling right this way.
We'll soon be in complete darkness, Jack. We'll put out this fire right ahead of us, then go upstream and put out the other one. Easy now. We're almost there. Stop paddling.
I say, Betty, we need that bucket in just a minute.
Oh, here it is, Whitford.
Sit down, Betty. We're going to hit the shore.
Stop playing catfish, Uncle Jim. Those two natives at the temple are coming here.
I see them, Billy. Whitford, you got your bolo with you?
Indeed, yes. My trusty weapon is ready for action.
Good. You and I'll keep those natives away. Jack? You and Billy take that bucket and put out the temple fires in that stone chimney. Quick now, we haven't much time.
Okay, Uncle Jim. Come on, Billy. You too, Betty. Let's get out and get to work.
You come with me, Whitford. I'll keep those two natives away from the fire.
Oh, what can I do to help, Jack?
You stay right here at the edge of the river, Betty. We'll form a bucket line. You fill the bucket and pass it to Billy, and he'll pass it to me. I'll dump it into the top of this funny-looking chimney and put out the fire.
All right, Jack. Oh, we've got to hurry. Chapin will be here soon.
And our girl, Betty, fill the bucket right to the top. Okay, pass it to me.
Here it is, Billy.
Yep.
Oh,
here you are, Jack. Here's the first bucket of water.
Hand it over, Billy. Now, onto the fire she goes.
Whoa. Look at that cloud of steam. But the fire's still burning, Jack.
Pass the bucket back, Billy.
Okay, here you are, Betty. Let's have another good bucket full.
All right, Jack. Oh, look at Uncle Jim and Whisper. They're having some trouble with those two natives.
Never mind them, Betty. Let's have that water, quick.
All right. Here, Billy. Here it is.
Okay, here we are, Jack. Golly, I hope this one does the trick. Chappelle's getting awfully close.
Oh, look at Whitford. He's chasing the two natives back to the temple all by himself.
I can't watch him now, Betty. We've got to put this fire out. Here goes.
Oh, it's getting so dark all of a sudden.
Well, the fire's out, Betty. That's why. Boy, oh, boy. Now when we put that other fire out, it's going to be pitch black dark in here.
Get back in the Vita, Betty. You too, Billy. We'll be all set to shove off as soon as Uncle Jim and Whitford get here.
Oh, here comes Uncle Jim now. In the dark.
I can just see him, Betty. He's coming back now. He's chased those natives back inside the temple.
Good work, Jack. Let's paddle on ahead and extinguish that other fire now. Then we'll have a fighting chance to get through the river.
We're all set to shove off as soon as Whitford. Oh, here he comes now. Get in, Whitford, quick.
Oh, Whitford, why'd you chase the natives back to the temple?
I was merely using the sign language to them, Betty, on my honor. I was telling them we could dispense with their company.
They certainly understood you, Whitford. Here, here's your paddle. We've got to step up.
How near is Geppetto and the medicine man, Jack? I can't see them now that this fire's out.
They're too doggone near, Uncle Jim. But I don't think they'll come any closer if they can help it. Not until they see the war vena coming out to help.
I dare say the gallant Geppetto will keep his distance until we're made prisoners.
Oh, can't we pedal faster? If we don't get that other fire out soon, that war vena will be here.
Jumping chimney, Betty. We're pedaling as fast as we can. Boy, I hope it's fast enough.
The Moros and the war vena must know what's up by this time, Uncle Jim.
I shouldn't wonder, Jack. They're probably coming down out of the darkness as fast as they can to keep us from extinguishing the other fire.
Well, they'll see us as soon as we get close to the fire.
Right, Betty, but after we put the fire out, we'll be immersed in a sea of Stygian darkness.
Yeah, and if we don't get to that fire first, we'll be immersed somewhere with the fiery crocodile.
Oh, I feel shivers running up and down my spine. I just know those Moros are getting awfully close to us.
Well, your spine is a regular barometer for trouble ahead, Betty. But maybe it's wrong this time.
I don't think so, Jack. I always get those funny little shivers whenever something unpleasant's coming close.
Uncle Jim, look up the river. Do you see anything?
Holy smoke, Jack. You don't see the Moros already.
Where, Jack? I can't see anything but the darkness beyond the fire.
It's right ahead of us, Uncle Jim. I thought I saw a gleam of light, like the firelight on a wet path. There, I see it again.
My word, the forces of evil are descending upon us.
Oh, Uncle Jim, do you think it's the war vena?
I think it is, Betty. Yes, I'm sure of it.
Jump with Jiminy, gee whiz. Can we get to the fire in time? It's hard to tell how far away they are, Billy. We can't see a thing yet except that gleam of light.
Oh, hurry, Jack. Maybe we can get there in time. We're almost there now.
I fear the cars are adjacent, Betty. He thinks I see the outline of the vena now.
I see it too, Whitford. I can see the whole vena now.
Hey, she's a large vena. Why, I bet you she holds 20 Moros.
But what are we going to do, Uncle Jim? Will we have time to put the fire out?
I'm afraid not, Betty. Those Moros are almost as close to the fire as we are.
And I fancy we don't care to that.
Now, there's no use turning back, Whitford. We'll run into Geppetto and the medicine man. They'll keep close enough to us in the dark to tell the Moros where we are. And anyway, if we do go back, we'll run into Balua's entire fleet.
But we just can't stay here and let them capture us. They'll put us in the cave with the fiery crocodile.
Nolita, steer us on the shore right away.
What are you going to do, Uncle Jim?
We're going ashore, Jack, right here.
But something catches. What do we do after we get ashore?
We're going to leave the vena and go to the cave of the fiery crocodile, Billy.
Why the fiery crocodile? Oh,
that's right. Geppetto and the medicine man want to throw us in that cave. Well, I think we'll beat them to it.
But I don't understand, Uncle Jim. What do you mean?
I mean that I'm going to turn the fiery crocodile loose, Betty. I'm going to turn him loose, and then we'll try to get away in the confusion.
Why, holy smoke, Uncle Jim. Supposing the fiery crocodile gets us in the confusion.
That's a risk we'll have to take. Whisper, get your collar out, friend.
I go, Captain Pepe.
Watch it now. We're about to hit shore. Jack, you got a flashlight, will you?
Right here, Uncle Jim.
Oh, listen to the Moros. They're going to be here in a minute.
They'll have to come to the cave of the fiery crocodile to get us, Betty. Everyone ready? Good. Let's go.
Boy, oh boy, if Uncle Jim can turn the fiery crocodile loose through that underground river, you can bet that those Moros are due for a surprise. But say, that's going to be dangerous business. And exciting business, too. You won't want to miss it, so listen in, all of you, at the same time next Monday for a thrilling episode that will lead to the great Battle of the Moros with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now, ask Mother to get you some Wheaties. 2 or 3 packages, so you'll have plenty to eat over the weekend. Ask for the famous orange and blue package with the 2 famous General Mills trademarks, Wheaties and Breakfast of Champions.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're full wheat with all of the brand.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye till Monday for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys.